I don't know, y'all. It would have been like 2 days officially. But not really since they started counting, but 2 days since the election started. Or since whatever, officially. People have been voting before, but I mean the official election day. People have been voting even before that. A lot of people actually volunteered in absentee voting, mailing it in. And you mean to tell me that you all still don't know who the 46th president of the United States is going to be? Like, that shit is mind-boggling to me, y'all. First of all, it's 2020. And we headed for 2021. And every time I turn around, technology ain't doing shit but advancing, okay? It's not declining. It is advancing. So, how is it that in 2020, and it just seemed like even in the past, I would say maybe 2 elections that I maybe can remember vividly, that these it ain't an election day no more. Don't y'all remember when you books? Maybe I'm sure my age, but don't y'all remember when election day was one day? I mean, if you was a early voter, you probably just was in the military or politician or somebody who lived out of or was working out of state or wasn't in the state that you lived in, and you wanted to vote, so you mailed it in. But for the most part, it was a day. And I remember as when I was younger. As late as midnight, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, by 6 in the morning, them knowing exactly what the hell they was doing. It seemed like the smarter and the more advanced we get in technology, the longer, and like, man, they ain't got shit to do with technology so much as people playing with the numbers. I personally just wanted to be over with so we could just know what direction I guess this country's heading in. And also so we could just stop talking. But the truth of the matter, we ain't gonna stop talking about it. We're gonna keep talking about it. And unfortunately, fortunately, if it's Biden, if people want Biden and get Biden, unless Biden get it when inauguration come around, because you still got to do the ceremony again or whatever. I think unless you're already in there, I don't think you guys do it, but people gonna have to remember again. But I'm just trying to get over. I'm just so tired. I'm so tired of this year, child. What a challenging and taxing year. I'm just so over it. And you know what else is just... What the other thing, I don't know about if it's around y'all where everybody else is, but shit, around me, especially with other people that I know as well, it seems to have been some kind of a COVID baby boom, child. It's just people out here is just knocked the fuck up. Like, hot damn. Dead ass, I just found out today that another one of my coworkers who I talk to, but nah, I'm not really that close to, but we talk. And I know you're going to sit your little ornery ass down, bitch. It's always somebody over in your backside trying to honk. First of all, ho, I'll sit around and just park this motherfucking car right here. And I wish you would, because as soon as I pop out this motherfucking car with this, what you going to do about it? I bet you better sit your ass down. How about we can't go nowhere till the motherfuckers in front of me move and go somewhere? Always in a rush. So damn it. Rushing all the damn time. Hello? What was I talking about? Oh, yes. This girl at my job, right? See? She just happened to mention to me today that she is with child. Now, that got to be about now 4 of us that I know of, right? And at my job... And then now 3 of us in my one department and now this girl, okay? But the thing about her that's funny is that for some reason all week, because I told y'all I hadn't been there. Like, I was there, but I was off for the day off for like 2 weeks straight. Like, every day I clocked in, it was like, it was overstaffed. I was senior. Do you want the day off or you want to work so we can send these trainees home? Let these motherfucking trainees work. That's what they're here for. And I'm not to insult nobody, but... It's not fair to them. And some of these kids is, you know, they either young and holiday time is coming or people just looking for extra money because after COVID, maybe unemployment is not the same anymore. Whatever. And we all got to put food on the table. We all got to support ourselves. So who want to come out 2-3 o'clock in the morning to be sent home? Me. I'm the only motherfucking one. Not a new motherfucking trainee. I don't start no new job, you know, trying to budget out my gas for the week and my lunch for the week. You know, you don't know what situation everybody is when they're starting a job. You don't know if it's their second job. You don't know if they had savings before they start. You don't know what their situation is. Who the hell want to come 2-3 o'clock in the morning thinking that, you know, oh, I'm about to get a paycheck. I got the job, just got hired to be sent home. It's just too early to be sent home. You just started. So shit, if they want to work, let them work. Meanwhile, you got me who don't want to be here. And I certainly can't perform for y'all the way that I used to physically for the job because it's a physically demanding job. So let me take my fucking black ass off. So that's what I've been doing. So I ain't really keep up with her like that, seeing her in the building for the past like 2 weeks. But then all of a sudden, like today, I work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because I told y'all they took all the trainees away. They took all the trainees and they reopened the building outside and they tossed all the motherfuckers over there. The saddest day of my life. Oh, I didn't want to talk about it, because when they mentioned it, as soon as we clock in, we have this meet. And when they mentioned it at the meeting, all right, see, now I'm gonna honk this bitch. Hello, y'all gonna wake the fuck up today. Hello, thank you. Yeah, see, I know. I was complaining to somebody doing this to me. I'm like, you know, that's how we are as people. We suck. Hypocrites. Talk about don't do it to me, but you do it. I was trying to wake them up. There's a big difference. I wasn't rushing them. I was waking them up. Back to what I was saying. I noticed when I seen in the past 3 days, though, since I've been in the building and they took the trainees away, and now in our departments we don't have trainees and I have to work, that she hadn't been herself. Like, she's herself, though. Like, you know, people put on a mask, but, like, she's herself, but she's not herself. Like, something's wrong. Like, you see in her eyes. Like, you can see, like, if you glance over, you see her working. Like, you see, like, something's on her mind. But it's not for me to pry, and I'm not a prier. But I remember at one point, I think she looked up while she was having one of those moments, and she noticed I was looking. And, you know, when you kind of, like, I kind of smiled and waved at her, but she didn't wave back. And she looked down, and she kind of acted like she got caught. Like, ugh, like, I don't want anybody to see me like this kind of thing. That's when I said, all right, I know this is not anything. I know, like, most people be like, oh, she got attitude. Oh, she acting funny. You know how sometimes people take your energy wrong? Like, it's not always about people. You might just be having an off day, but people might read it wrong because you're not messing with them the same way. So I didn't take it that way. I was like, something is wrong. My whole spirit was just like, something is wrong. I don't know. I was like, but I'm also not the type of person to pry, and I know her well enough to know, like, she's prideful, so whatever it is, she's gonna be strong about it. I was like, but you can go over there and say, are you all right? You know, like, are you good? You good? Or whatever. And so that's what I did. I stopped my work. I asked my coworker Karen to cover me. She said, sure. And I went over to her, and then when I went over to her, she was like, oh, she was in her regular self, like, hey, girl, how you doing? And I was like, hey, I'm good, I'm doing good. I was like, you know, real talk, and I just didn't say it, like, aloud in front of everybody. I just said, you all right, you good, you doing good, you all right, you sure? She was like, yes, I'm good, but then she tried to ask me about me and myself and what's going on with me personally, my pregnancy and stuff, and I was like, yes, I'm good. I was like, I just want to make sure that you're all right. That's all, because I was like, because you don't seem like yourself. That's all I said. And then she was like, girl, she was like, I'm pregnant. She's like, then she just told me. I was like, what? She's like, yeah. She's like, matter of fact, I just realized, like, you haven't been here, and I've been meaning to tell you. She's like, matter of fact, I was gonna tell you the other day, but we didn't work. She didn't. Sometimes she's in my area working, and sometimes she's not. So she wasn't. She's like, I just came in briefly. I was here for like 30 minutes, and they moved me. She's like, and now I had left that day after the third hour. I was like, listen, by lunch. I was like, listen, I'm out at lunch. She was like, all right, fine, just leave at lunch, bitch. Just get out. So I left. But that's what she was. So I was like, dang. So I was really happy that I had went with my gut instinct. But also, there was a part of me, because there was this look on her face like a deer stuck in the headlights. Like, you know, like she was like a, I don't know, a trapped animal in the corner or something. I was like, what the fuck she looked like? I looked when I found out I was knocked up. So there was a part of me that I wanted to go up to her, because we talked to each other well enough like that I could, you know, I felt that I could at least say, you know, jokingly, like, bitch, you knocked up. Is you knocked up? Like, who did it? And is it mine? And, you know, shit like that. Is it mine? You know. And I started to say that, but I was like, I don't want to say that to her. Because then, like, I was like, even if it's jokingly, she might take it the wrong way. Like, I'm assuming stuff. So I just said, are you all right? But when she said, yeah, she's all right, but also that she's pregnant, I was like, oh, shit. Bitch ain't a psychic or not. I just felt like, okay, this is my spirit of discernment that I always knew that I had. You know what I'm saying? Just a pick up on something. You know, anybody could pick that up and be like, she being funny, she acting for nine. That ain't funny. That's different. You got to be able to know the difference when somebody is, you know, when they're not they self. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when, you know, people talk a lot, they always laughing. Like, when I don't talk, two people in my life right now who, if I get very quiet, my mother is the first one, because she knows I talk. You know, I don't have to be the gift of gab, but I will start conversation. I want to make conversation. She knows I'm a people person. She knows I like to laugh and be silly. So if I'm quiet, it concerns her. She wants to know if I'm okay as far as emotionally wise, and sometimes, like, if I'm sick. Like, because that's also maybe another reason why. So she gets concerned. And my significant other, my boyfriend, he, anytime quiet, he'd be like, oh my God, you're so quiet. Like, you sure you don't have anything on your mind? He's like, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird when you're quiet. It's just like, because it's not like you, and it doesn't seem like you're okay. Like, oh, it seems like maybe you got too much going on inside of you. And usually that is why I'm quiet. But see, them two could pick up that I'm not being funny towards them. Something could possibly be wrong. Maybe she's sick. Maybe she, you know, mostly she's down right now or whatever. Then she's shutting down or something. Because it's not normal for her to just not be talking. Fuck her, even if they want me to shut up. She finally shut up. What? Bitch, what's wrong? You all right? You hungry? Sick? Somebody shot you and you ain't telling us. You know, what is wrong? And I was happy that I went on that. And then I texted her later and she was like, you could just tell something was off, right? And I was like, girl, yeah. I was like, I that's why I came to you. And I just said, I was like, I didn't want to get in your business. I would have felt comfortable enough knowing that if I said to you, are you all right? Even if you said, yeah, I'm fine. And you didn't tell me that you were pregnant. You just said, yeah, I'm fine. I'd have felt comfortable enough knowing that the way I said it, that she genuinely picked up on the fact that someone cares and they see her. That's all. And if she ever needed to talk or vent or whatever, she could. Now, baby dust, man. I got to stop. I think ever since I said, I don't know. I got to, if, you know, if you ain't trying to get pregnant these days, don't y'all come sit around me, work around me. Dead ass. Don't, you know, don't drink out my cup. Word. Don't do none of that because I'm telling you right now, you know, you just might catch the bug. And it's funny as fuck because I dead ass was around 3 months or so when I was in the building, a bitch was sprinkling baby dust on, imaginary baby dust on people because someone them wanted and some of them didn't want, so I was running around like, okay, but I sprinkled on her, I sprinkled on my co-worker who had the miscarriage earlier this year, her and her husband. I sprinkled on her when she wasn't looking because she was working on the other side. That's the funny part, she's pregnant now. And my supervisor, I don't like her. She used to work with us. Now she's our supervisor. She act like she don't never suffered with bitches. But she had a miscarriage. Well, I sprinkled some on her. I sprinkled some on this coworker that I'm telling you about right now. I'm trying to think about who else. I didn't sprinkle none on Cynthia because Cynthia always say she be damned and she too young anyway. Cynthia in her 20s. I said, nah, bitch, live out your 20s like I did. You know, like I don't have to. I don't feel like I missed out on anything. And I'm not judging anybody who had kids young because all my friends did. But I told her, I was like, you know, no, just, you know, do you. Do what you're doing now. She's traveling. She's working, she's saving, she's clearing off her debt, and she's more concerned with like things like, I don't know, a career. Like she knows where she at is, has great benefits, but she's looking like for more, always investing in herself. That's where she should be. Nobody should be planting in her head right now to do this, that, and the third. If that's what she want, then she gonna get it. If that's not what she wants, she's not gonna have it. I ain't sprinkled none on her. So I'm like, damn, did it really work? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you got the baby and you just start, shit, I'm blessing people out for right. Shit, come touch me, rub me. No, don't rub me. Rub me like a fucking magic 8-ball or something. All right, y'all, I'm going to take a quick break, though, and I'll be right back in a few. Chopper's counter. All right, when I last left off, I was talking about baby dust and me thinking I may have had some. It's kind of like when women, I don't know that it happens all the time, because I know when everybody was popping up pregnant, like, right after high school, and some in college, but really, like, right after high school. And most of these was the ones that was, ooh, no, could be a virgin to the day I die, whatever. And then they got older and they popped. And once you pop, you can't stop, you know? Babies popped out, too. A lot of popping. But the point is, I was be like, listen, don't breathe on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't trying to be caught up in none of that shit. And it didn't happen. So I can't say that it always happens. But I can say, like, and usually in a group of friends or a group of people I know, it would be like a little cluster. So is that, like, similar to when women start hanging out together and then after a while, like, all their cycles just start to, or they work together, then all of a sudden, like, all their cycles just start to kind of just mesh and blend in? Because I don't know. And I think it all started with our supervisor who was pregnant and dropped this February, right before COVID. And she left. When she came back, I know she was looking like, all you motherfuckers is popping up. Now what the hell? Yes. But you know, I think it was quarantine, and I really do believe that there will be, like, they had like the baby boom generation. I think we just have to just come out and just face the fact that there's going to be a COVID, the generation of COVID babies, COVID/Black Lives Matters babies, because that's what was going on. It's always something that was going on around your time. Either the times was good or the times was bad. And I hope that when we tell the story to these children, we tell it with the same gusto that our parents did and our teachers did when they were talking about, and I was there and I was marching for civil rights with Martin Luther King. It was black people and it was white people. And we was holding hands and singing in harmony. And I'd be like, my, it was like 2020. And racism was over. I mean, racism was over, but it was still alive. You can't kill it. I mean, we got to tell a story like that. Because if we had to sit through stories like that and shit, like, our kids should have to, too. I'm going to tell. And especially Chapel's Corner, because I am having a boy. Yes, it's a boy. It's a black baby boy. So he's going to have to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to know. You was conceived. And probably Black Lives Matter is going to be going on for a little while. This movement doesn't seem to be dying. I mean, it could die if cops would stop killing black people, you know what I'm saying, to make the movement keep going. But the point is, you know, that's something very, very prominent to bring up to, especially a young black child, if they're born or conceived during this time, let them know. Because kids like to know their stories about how they were, you know, it's their birthday. Tell me again about the night when I was born. You guys tell the story like 300 times. I know, because I made my mother tell it. But my mother always loved telling the story. My mother told me the story to this day. She'll tell me it was a rainy night. She'll tell me what time it was. She had to wake my father up. All kind of nonsense. Most people like telling their birthday stories or whatever, because it was like a memorable experience in their life. But, you know, my mother personally, when she was born, I believe there was a hurricane going on in Haiti. So my mother was born literally in the middle of a hurricane. My grandmother was in the hospital in Haiti delivering my mother. So my mother came in the middle of a hurricane. Like, everybody got a story. And you could say that, you know, you were born or conceived during the COVID situation, but mostly during the Black Lives Matter, you know, situation, which I think is very important, especially for a young black child growing up to know. Because, you know, I don't know that you should be, you shouldn't be living in a world where you're afraid to have a black son. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be living in a world where, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be damned. You wouldn't. I wish they would. My shit. You know what I'm saying? But you can't guarantee anything. You don't know how life's going to happen. But you wouldn't, because I'd never shut up. I would never shut up about it. You know what I'm saying? I would never shut up. And I wouldn't even want your little bullshit civil suit, lawsuit, for all this money to live. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I can't bring my child back. You know what I'm saying? And when you think about it, it's like it make you feel like when there was a genocide on the Hebrew Israelites, not the Hebrew Israel, but yeah, the Israelites, when it was like Moses and them. It's like, oh, we know Moses is coming to kill all the Hebrew babies. Well, they're not trying to kill all the babies, but it's like, shit, if you know, like they said, that you be seeing people with the pictures talking about because I have a black son. Oh, shit, fuck, because even if just because you have a son, but still a black son. Like, shit. But I want a boy, and I'm happy to have a boy. I want a girl. I would have wanted a girl, too, a little mini-me. Oh, Lord. Ooh, she would have ran me ragged. But I can honestly say I've always in my heart wanted to experience both. But a son, yes, for the mother son bond, and just for the experience of it. Plus, a lot of girls is born into my family, not a lot of boys. So when a boy comes, it's kind of like, yay, and we're all excited. So yeah, that'll be a tale to tell. That would be, did your mother march? Hell no, her ass was pregnant at home. What the fuck are you talking about? But she was an essential worker. And we went to work. So we couldn't take it no more. Shit. I can't wait to put my feet up. Like, this is probably one of the best excuses I have to get the hell out of work. I can't wait. I'm so tired. Bitch been going since COVID. Got knocked up through COVID. Working through this. There's just too much going on. Ready to sit my ass down. But other than that, I mean, I'm ready for this election to be over with. Because I'm like, hell, when they going to tell nobody know when to call out and stay home now. Shit. And I just know they're going to do something in these motherfucking streets, Lord. Y'all better not. They're going to fuck up your holiday. There's even a holiday left to be had. Why does nail look like it? You know, I look like it was going to chip. Or it was beginning to chip. So I told him. No, I didn't. That's probably why I'm still looking like this now. Actually, it was fixed. Child, my mind's all over the place these days. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to actually bring up. Nope, that's it. Baby dust and the shit with this election. That's all. Hope you all doing well, though. Hope you all are having a favorable, what is it, Thursday? I got paid today. It was one of my paydays. And tomorrow is Friday. So we basically almost there to the weekend. Maybe this shit hit the fan by the weekend as far as what happens, as far as what they decide. You know, it's very close. But I'll tell you one thing. It's one of those things where it's like Biden is like one blink away. But I've seen this happen in the past. I've seen this happen where it looks just like this. And then somebody like Trump, I'm not wanting Trump to, but I'm just saying, somebody like Trump, one of those 2-3 states that's left, is like, it looks like it can't help them. But let one of them states equal even like 79 or 39. Let them all add up to a certain amount. He could go from 213 or whatever number. I think it's at 213, 216. He could go from that to 285 in a blink of an eye. It's all about just what the numbers is coming out. So it's just close. It's just like super close. So we'll see what happens, man. I just, what's coming, Lord? What's coming? Ooh, I stopped by Sister Debbie's church. Sister Debbie was out and about. And I happened to see that she was going in her church. And Sister Debbie is one of the people that first brought me to the Lord. My mother introduced me to God. But as far as, like, bringing me back to the church where I started going back willingly, it was, like, Sister Debbie. And then she wasn't even had a church or was a reverend at the time. Now she's a reverend. She got her own church. But she was a deaconess in another church for a long time. So it's, like, it was really, 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 I don't know, like, inspiring just to know that she just became a reverend. She started her own church. And I snuck in there, and I was talking to her. And then I found out she had, like, 3 candy dispensers in there. And while she's talking, I'm just, like, dishing out candy. She's like, just help yourself, girl. It's not for me. It's for the baby. And I got a couple of them in here now. And they look good. Because this Debbie's a sage like me. So she gets, I know there's some good candy. Like, you see this green one right here? I just know that this green one is in a lime flavor. Like, I just know that this is a straight, like, apple. Hold up. No, I was wrong. It's lime. Miss Debbie lacking. It's lime. We'll fuck with it, though. Cause I'm not gonna waste it. Spirit of discernment failed me there. If I knew it was gonna be like that, I would start off with a red one, y'all. But you know what? It's like a lifesaver lime. And there's a difference between green lime and the lifesaver lime. Are these lifesavers? Oh, y'all, let me get out y'all ear. Oh, I love y'all. See y'all next time here on Chapel's Gonzo.